Hi, thank you for listening to Funny Lady Life. This is Daddy St. James, and I'm here with my husband, Larry, love of my life, who is a part-time English instructor at the local community college. And Larry got into a little situation at the school tonight. And Larry, why don't you tell them? Because I talked to security, and they told me something, but why don't you fill in the blanks?
Hello, everybody. You know, you put me on the spot with these podcast things, you know. But you know what? It doesn't matter. Okay, I'll just tell you. You want to know what happened?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I'll just tell you what happened. Yeah. It's like, okay, as you know, I work at the college. They were throwing away some pretty nice office chairs because they got a budget and everything to get.
Like, you need chairs, but go ahead.
Hey, they would have been nice down by the trains and stuff, good for parties and stuff like that.
Right.
They were just nice chairs, and I wanted them.
Okay.
Okay? So, that you know what? I said I wanted them, but you know what? They threw them in a dumpster. So, you know, I'm not going to go dumpster diving in broad daylight. Right. You know, it's just embarrassing.
Right.
Right. So, I talked to Bob, and I says, hey, Bobby. I says, you want to go on a little boys' night out covert mission? That intrigued him. He says, what do you want? I says, I want to swing by the school. You know, they got some chairs there in the dumpster, and I says, I want to get them out. Okay? So I said, we could just swing by there, you know, and you just help me get in there. We'll put them in your car and we'll get out of there. He says, okay. So we go there, we get to the dumpster, right? And you know those side doors they put on the dumpsters? You know what I'm talking about?
I really don't know about dumpsters, but go ahead.
Oh, well, they locked them, see? And then I don't have like a ladder and thinking nothing like that, you know?
I don't like the sounds of this.
So I just says, you know, well, just give me a boost. Just give me a boost in there. I'll get in there and I'll fish them out to you and we'll get the heck out of here. Okay? So he gives me a boost up into the dumpster. I don't know if I caught my sneaker on or whatever happened. I fell in the dumpster,
oh,
you know? I guess I kind of screamed, you know, because it was pretty startling. And I landed. You see the goozer? See the goozer on my elbow?
Oh, yeah. Larry.
Yeah. Yeah, so I landed in there. I guess I made some noise or whatever. I caused some commotion. Next thing you know, I guess the security or something must have cut on whatever. And then, you know, Bob's all like, somebody's coming, somebody's coming. I'm like, what are you talking about? He goes, there's flashlights. There's somebody. I says, oh, Jesus. I says, get me out of here. Get me the heck out of here. Oh. So, I don't know. Bobby panicked and, you know, he took off.
Oh, my God. I can't believe he took off. He's supposed to be your friend.
Oh, he laid rubber, smoked him, peeled out, just boom, gone.
Oh, my God. Oh, but he's always here for the trains. Always for the trains. But no, you get stuck in a dumpster, forget it.
Yeah, there I was. So then here comes the security. He's like, hey, what are you doing? So, of course, they had a ladder, you know. How convenient.
Oh,
they had a ladder, you know. They
had to get you out, Larry.
Shine a light in my face, you know, like I'm some kind of raccoon in there or something, you know. They're like, you know, let's get you out of there, you know. And he says, what are you doing there? I says, well, you know, I work here. And then he says, no, you don't. I says, yes. And he says, who are you? I says, I work here. He says, oh, what are you doing?
Did you show
there?
Him your badge?
Well, I showed him my ID. I says, I work here. They says, never heard of you, never saw you. I says, well, I do. And I says, you could check it. I says, I had something of mine got thrown in there when they cleaned the offices out, and I wanted it. So I came by for it, you know? So then you know what they did? They detained me. They detained me.
And that's when they called me.
Yeah, they took me to school to file a report or something like that.
Oh, boy.
You know, and there I was, you know?
This better not go on a record.
I don't know. I just said, look, all I was doing is trying to get something that was mine that was thrown in there. They didn't believe me, but...
Do you think those chairs were worth it, Larry?
I thought they were, but I didn't know none of this was going to happen.
Oh, boy. Well, anyway, here's the lesson to be learned, okay?
Did Bobby left me? Is that what you're going to say?
Yeah, he left you, okay? Friends don't leave friends in a dumpster, all right? Which I don't even like the sounds of even going near a dumpster. And certainly, you know, you have enough chairs downstairs.
He got scared.
He puts ideas in your head.
Well, he did leave me in a dumpster, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, this is like our exciting life. You know, this is like I wake up in the morning and I think, what's going to happen today? Larry, right? What's going to happen today? There's always something. Always something.
Like you find me in a dumpster or something?
Yeah. I have to go and get you back from security from the school. Like I'm going to the principal's office. Oh, dear God. You know, our daughter Lana is in her 30s, you know? Oh, I thought that those days were over. Anywho, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Funny Lady Life, and you have a good day. I have to go take care of Larry's arm, you poor thing.
Want to see the chairs?